Stupid thing.
I'm just having fun.
Seeing ghosts.
The Forgotten Camp.
We're on to Cincinnati. It's nothing about the past, nothing about the future. It's right now we're preparing for Cincinnati.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen. And today is a challenging day to do a football game, I would say. I am glued to the news. I mean, this isn't a political podcast, but we've talked about politics a little bit, you know, throughout this year. In America, we are currently selecting a new president, and people seem to think we'll know who it is by tomorrow. I'm watching election coverage in the background. I have not looked at the slate except to browse it once. We're going to go pick them today, but against the spread, quick, and hopefully get out of here in 25 minutes. But, yeah, let's do a wellness check really quick because I'm not doing well. Utah football today was canceled. That was a bummer, a major bummer. Utah put up nearly 3,000 COVID cases today, 17 deaths, not great. We are currently run by idiots, and we elected a guy who really hasn't, he's a good dude, he's a good guy. But yeah, he hasn't done anything about COVID. And yeah, I mean, I'm embarrassed to live in the state of Utah today. Deeply embarrassed. And yeah, that's where I'm at. How are you doing, Trey?
I mean, I guess in the same boat as you, Tennessee put up some more bad COVID numbers today, like they've been doing for the past couple weeks. They keep opening up bars, and now they're on the verge of shutting stuff back down, but they added 1,300 more cases, 32 more deaths. So it's for the last week or so in Tennessee, it's been, I guess, a relatively low number of cases compared to before, but the deaths have kept increasing. So more people are dying in the state from the disease, from the virus. I'm in school. I have a speech to finish. I have a lot of schoolwork to finish. I have a lot of stuff, Titan stuff to write. And it shouldn't be this way, but I have a very, very bad problem of procrastination. So I am facing the horrible consequences of my procrastination right now. So after this, I'm going to go sit ass deep in my computer and work for about 5-6 hours. Then I'll go to sleep. I'll wake up and I'll do it all over again, I guess. So, I'll also watch. Maybe, you know what? No, I said I was going to watch Tennessee embarrass me tomorrow, but no, I'm not. I'm not going to watch them lose to freaking Arkansas tomorrow. They probably won't, but if they do, then I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what negative thing I'll do?
Well, I have schoolwork as well, but I've ignored it largely. That's kind of my plan. I'll do it at some point, but I'm just not feeling like a student right now, you know?
Yeah, not at all. Not at all, man.
Like, I live in a wild point in American history. You can't expect me to write a paper about postmodern poetry.
No, seriously, dude. Oh, well, though.
My chewing is probably coming over the microphone. Enjoying a Tootsie Pop. Post-Halloween treat, snacking. I don't know. Do you want to talk football?
Do you want to talk football, Eric?
Yeah, especially.
Let's get through these games. Let's get out of here. We're both having some weird lives right now. Let's get through this. Let's get out of here and let's try to enjoy our miserable Friday night.
Go BYU. I'm rooting for them against Boise State tonight. This is BYU's Super Bowl, so that should be a fun game. Against the spread. Quickly. Lions, Vikings. Vikings minus 4. Okay. I'm excited to see, and maybe something we're excited to see in each of the games. I'm excited to see Justin Jefferson probably go up against Jeff Okuda. That is something I am very excited to see. And I'll take the Vikings here. I don't think the Lions win by more than a field goal. And I think the Vikings might flat out win. So I'll take the Vikings plus 4.
Yeah, I'll take the Vikings plus 4. I'm excited to see Dalvin Cook. He absolutely destroyed Green Bay last week. He's always fun to watch when he's healthy. So see what he does against that Lions defense this weekend. So
Panthers, Chiefs minus 10. This is a big spot for Matt Rhule to show us kind of what he is as a coach, because I would imagine this is kind of a letdown spot for the Panthers. They lost to the Falcons last week, ended kind of their hot streak, but they've been hot thus far. Now, if Matt Rhule is the kind of coach that is always going to keep his team competitive, this will be close. But I feel like this is a letdown spot for the Panthers potentially. And I feel like the Chiefs, it was the Jets, but I feel like they got the passing game going and they're going to be cranking on all cylinders. Panthers defense has regressed a little bit the last few weeks. I'll take the Chiefs. I'll take the Chiefs minus 10.5. That seems like a fair number. I think they'll win by more than 10 points.
It's sort of a difficult, maybe somewhat difficult, because I'm a little bit high on the Panthers, but I think I'll roll with Chiefs plus 10. I'm always excited to see Patrick Mahomes and that offense dominate. So give me a chance to see that Chiefs offense go off, and Christian McCaffrey returns this week. So that could be fun to watch as well.
This is a bad line. Bad line here. Colts minus 1. I'd take the Ravens. I don't think there's even a question about it. I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I think people are sleeping on the Ravens. I get the offense isn't as great as before, but I just have a feeling that the Ravens, they got the running game going against Pittsburgh. I feel like they're going to come out, make a statement here. And I just don't, I've said before, I don't think the Colts are that good. I don't believe in them. I don't believe in Phillip Rivers. I don't believe in defense. I just don't believe in the Colts. So I'm going to take the Ravens here.
Yeah, I'll take the Ravens too. I'll take them to cover the spread. So I'm not that high on the Colts either. Phillip Rivers is blah. The defense is good though. I'm not sure what's going on with the Ravens COVID situation. They had a couple players that were impacted by COVID. I know one of them was Patrick Queen, I believe. So
I'm not Humphrey sure as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're going to be back for this game or not. But even if they aren't, I still think the Colts will be able to cover the spread and beat the Colts.
All right. Seahawks, Bills. I'm doubting Josh Allen. I'm sorry, Josh Allen. I love you. But I got to doubt you. Seahawks minus 3, or I think the Seahawks potentially win big, and I think the Bills potentially have a Josh Allen problem again. So this is a big game for him. This is a really big game for him. He's got to respond. He has not played well the past 3 weeks or so. You could honestly say since the Titans game, he just hasn't played well. Mm-hmm. And I have some doubts about the Bills as a team I can take seriously. Seahawks, I love them. I think the defense is going to get better. I think that we're seeing them transform into a great playoff defense right now. I think that they lay a hurting on the Bills, and I'd take the – if the line was even – yeah, I'd take the Seahawks minus even 10. I really like the Seahawks in this one.
I think I'm going to disagree with you here. I think I'm going to roll with I'll pick the Seahawks, but I'll take the Bills to cover the spread this week. I'm still not that big of a believer in that Bill – or not – excuse me. I'm still not a big believer in that Seahawks defense, even with Carlos Dunlap added to that defense. So I'll take the Bills to cover the spread. It could be some sort of a shootout maybe. Both defenses aren't entirely too good. So maybe we could see a shootout on our hands. Oh, and also the matchup between Tre'Davious White and DK Metcalf should be something to monitor all game long. We all know the story with – Tre'Davious White and how DK Metcalf has came on this year. So that should be a really fun thing to see in that game this weekend.
Titans Bears. I'm sorry, Trey, but this is a Mike Francesa who cares game. Who cares? I'll take the Titans to cover. Minus 6.5.
I side with Costin on this because the Titans defense always somehow puts up stinkers.
True.
Even with the Bears offense being as bad as it is, they still have Darnell Mooney. They still have Anthony Miller. They still have David Montgomery, who isn't all that great, but he can still get some success at a run game against a pretty Titans run defense. I'm not even sure if Adoree Jackson is going to be back or if Desmond King will be able to play this weekend. So the corner depth could be in some trouble this weekend. I don't know if that's necessarily good or bad for the Titans, but hey, you know what? We'll just have to wait and see. But I'll take the Titans to cover the spread. I think that Bears defense might be able to make it interesting, though.
Broncos. Falcons. Broncos sure lost last week. Didn't talk about that game enough. Should have lost. I don't care what Drew Lock did in the fourth quarter. Should have lost. Lock still played bad. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams tore him up. I get Calvin Ridley might not play in this game, but Julio Jones can burn A.J. Boye, who outside of Tyreek Hill has not really played super well. But the sample size is small. I believe he's only played in 2 games. I'll go Falcons here to cover the spread. Falcons minus 4, by the way. Sorry.
Falcons minus 4, okay. I'll pick the Broncos outright to win and cover the spread this week. I'm not still all that, you know, enamored with the Falcons. You know, they've looked better ever since they fired Dan Quinn, but that defense is still bad, and the offense can still score points. So I think the Broncos offense, can put up some points this week and make the game interesting. And I think they'll end up winning this game because, you know, it's the Falcons. The Falcons will always find themselves in a reasonable, favorable position late in the fourth quarter and always blow it. So give me the Broncos to win outright and cover the spread this week.
Texans. Jaguars plus 7. Texans, easy. Texans are going to blow them out. Jaguars starting Jake Luton this week. Pac-12 legend Jake Luton. Doug Marrone knows he's going to get fired, but I appreciate his coaching strategy. He knows who Mike Glennon is. He's not going to make us watch Mike Glennon. Let's check out, see what this Jake Loon kid is. He's probably no good, but he might be better than Mike Glennon. So appreciate Doug Marrone. He's going to get fired, but I appreciate the coaching strategy of giving your young guys a shot. And I do think that he'll get rehired as a coordinator somewhere. I do ultimately think Doug Marrone is a pretty good coach. He just is not a great head coach.
Yeah, give me Texans all day on this one. Cover the spread. I think they blow out the Jags. I didn't even know who Jake Luton was until I heard about how he was starting this week for the Jags. So I don't even know who the guy is. No disrespect. Just don't know who he is. Hope the kid tears it up for his sake. But I don't think it'll happen this week. Give me Texans. Cover the spread.
Giants football team. Football team, minus 2.5, Giants cover. Giants win this game.
I'll take football team here. I love what the football team was doing before their bye. And I think that'll carry over into this week against a, I wouldn't say a bad Giants team, but a competitive Giants team. But I think the football team will still pull it out. That the Washington defensive line will make life difficult for Daniel Jones for that passing game and that run game. So, give me football team here.
Raiders. Chargers. Pick 'em. Legitimate pick 'em. I'll go for Raiders. I hope I've been giving them enough love. I really do sort of like the Raiders this year. I think Henry Ruggs might go off in this game. So give me the Raiders here.
I think I'll roll with you. I think I'll go with Raiders as well. I mean, Justin Herbert's cool. Awesome. Like, give me the Raiders. More complete team right about now.
Dolphins, Cardinals, two a time. Cardinals minus 4.5. Give me the Cardinals here. I think they continue off of their bye week, off of that great showing on Sunday Night Football, and they continue to improve. I'll take the Cardinals here.
I'll take the Cardinals as well, but I think the Dolphins cover this week. Okay. The defense playing inspired football right now. I want to see what Tua can do. I want to see more of Tua and what he can do on the offense. He didn't have to do too much last week, because Brian Flores had Jared Goff in the doggone torture chamber all game long. So I want to see more of Tua this week. I think he'll get the Dolphins within 4.5 points. Get the Dolphins within 4.5 points.
Steelers, Cowboys. Cowboys plus 14.5. Cowboys 0-8 against the spread. No team has ever gone 0-9. This one's fascinating. Steelers play down to their competition sometimes. I'm honestly going to take the Cowboys cover. Of course, Steelers win.
Give me Steelers. I'll take them to cover the spread as well. I don't like the Cowboys.
That's a big number.
I know it's a big number. But I think the Cowboys are really bad. Like, they're really bad. Cooper Rush, is that who's starting for the Cowboys this week? I hope I don't screw up his name.
Yeah, that's
Cooper
true.
Cooper Rush is starting. AFL legend, I guess. He was tearing up in AFL. Haven't heard from him since. That defense is still horrendous. That secondary is horrendous, especially. They got some weapons out there. I might reconsider Cooper Rush is a better option than Danucci, but I just don't see it happening right now.
Saints, Bucks. Bucks minus 4.5. It's a tough one.
It is.
You go first on this one.
Bucks minus 4.5. I'll take the Bucks here to win, but I think the Saints cover. Saints get Michael Thomas back. I think the defense, Saints defense, it isn't all that great, but I guess they can maybe have a nice game. I think that secondary will be tested big time, though, because – Tom Brady's going to have Mike Evans, as usual. He's going to have Chris Godwin back, and he's going to have Antonio Brown in his first game as a Buccaneer. And there shouldn't be no limits to his snaps since he's come into that facility, into that team. in shape and as best shape as you can ask for a guy that's been sitting at home for maybe a season and a half. So give me Bucks here. I think Saints cover. It'll be a good game. Close game.
I'm going with you. Saints cover. Shout out Dat Boy Wolf Ryan, our boy. Unfortunately, had a family emergency come up. Thoughts and prayers with his family right now. They're going through some tough stuff with family members. So really hope he's doing okay. And keeping you in our thoughts, Ryan. We'll get you on at some point, eventually. Finally, Pats Jets. Listen to me, Trey.
Mm-hmm.
Jets minus 8.5. The jetsiest of Jets moves would be to beat the Patriots and screw themselves out of the Trevor Lawrence pick.
Gosh, man.
That would be the jetsiest outcome. And the Patriots would win out of that. Patriots always over the Jets. I'm taking Jets to cover. I'm picking the Jets this week. Let's get wild. Let's get chaotic. I think the Jets win this football game.
I think you know my long-running hatred for Adam Gase and how I don't think that man deserves a job.
It's now documented, yes.
I don't think he deserves a job ever. And he doesn't deserve to get another job ever. I hate that guy. I absolutely hate Adam Gase.
I do hate that man. So
never. I am not picking the Jets to cover this week. I am not picking the Jets to win. Bill Belichick does not lose to the Jets. The New England Patriots do not lose to the Jets. That is not changing this week, and it will not change probably until I'm doggone in my mid-20s, 30s. I don't know. Jets suck. Patriots suck, but they don't suck like the Jets. So give me Patriots to cover and win against the Jets.
That's it. We did it.
Yes, sir.
The Packers blew out the Niners on Monday Night Football.
Ooh, Richie James, Middle Tennessee State legend, man.
I'm podcasting. That's it. I'm podcasting. The podcast is over. I'm sorry. I think it cut you off, Trey, but I'm malaise. I think you can tell we're both malaise. So, yeah. But I mean, no one listens to this, so it doesn't really matter. shout out to our 100 listeners. We're out of here. We'll be back next week. Maybe. Or maybe not. I have a lot of schoolwork to do. Who knows? But probably. See y'all then. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. And stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want to shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.